Oh, both.
Both. Okay, I'm getting in early because I had a chat to Frankie Lee and he said he could organise a couple of treats for you. So look out.
Oh, that's very good of Frankie. Very good. Tell him we'll pick him up on Friday. That'll be great.
Yeah, it is Auction Day Friday. Now, the Australian Cricketers Association has weighed in on lifting the player bans. We're, of course, talking about Smith, Warner and Bancroft. Could they be back in Aussie colours sooner than we think?
I think not, but I'd like to get your thoughts. There's mounting pressure on it. They're sort of now using this review as a tool to say, well, listen, there's all this misguidance from upstairs, and it was all about winning, and that put pressure on the players, and all this bullshit. I mean, they're old enough. They've been around long enough to know that what they were doing was wrong. They admitted in their own words that they were living in a bubble. And look, today on our side of the country, Ollie, interested to see what's happening on your side. They had some polls on different stations and along web pages and the like. 80% said no, they should stand. 20% in the affirmative, saying they should be banned. So no, should be lifted. So yeah, it's pretty resounding from the public, isn't it? 80%.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think what needs to happen though is David Peaver, the chairman, needs
must
to
go.
He must go. And in fact, even the former Chief Executive of Cricket Australia and indeed ICC, Malcolm Speed's now weighed in as well and says Peaver must go. I agree with that. Michael Vaughan, did you see his comments? He has labelled the Players Pact as a cringeworthy and a load of bulltish.
Yeah, I'm with him. He's an outschool, Michael Vaughan, for sure.
Absolutely.
And look, I don't normally disagree with Gilly and Warney. They're my two favourites, but on this occasion, we have to.
Yeah, well, I think that I stood here behind the mic, Brad, after it all happened, saying, I cannot believe, I'm dazed, amazed at what's happened. I can't believe we've got players who are representing us who could stoop to these lows. But the PR exercise and the way that Cricket Australia handled the situation, the crisis management, was a lesson in what not to do. They basically hung the players out to dry, let them cop all of that criticism for around a week before they fronted the cameras. And then I think the public sentiment changed a bit. It wavered, but we've got to stay strong to this. It's going to be a long, tough summer, but in the end, Australian cricket is hopefully stronger than that, and we'll be talking about what's happening on the field as opposed to what's now happening off the field and the administration. Who cares about the administration?
What I say, punish three, educate a million.
Absolutely, spot on. Now, Walters is recommitted to Freo.
Yeah, it's good for Fremantle. Tony Walters, he was already contracted in 19 and 20, so, and he's extended out for 2022, so that would suggest to me that it'll be a docker for life, and I think he's going to be a beneficiary, as we say, of having Lobb and Hogan in the forward line next year. So well done to Sonny Wallace.
Well done to him indeed. You've got a word on the street for us, Brad.
I am. Look, the trade is gone, and now it's up to the draft, and we're going around the corner. Carlton hold on to that number one pick. I can tell you tonight, they are dangling the number one pick in front of the Gold Coast Suns in exchange for selections 2 and 6. Would you do that, Ollie?
Well, it depends what I'm looking for. So it's probably not a bad idea.
It's supposedly a super draft. And if I can get two players in the first six, I'd be pretty happy with that as opposed to putting all of my chips into number one. So, yeah, so keep your eye on that space. So Carlton definitely offering up pick number one, particularly to the Gold Coast, for picks 2 and 6.
Yeah, not a bad result. You've got a quirky soccer yarn for us.
I have. Now, there's a Venezuelan striker who goes by the name of Bello. Now, he's playing for his team today over the Chilean League in Santiago, Chile. He scored a goal. Got a little bit overexcited, ran into the crowd, Ollie, and proposed to his future wife.
Did they win the match?
She said yes. Hang on. She said yes. He got a yellow card for excessive celebrations.
No,
you
want to
know? They got beaten 3-2, and guess what happened to him? He broke his leg in the game. So he scored a goal. They lost the game 3-2. He got a yellow card. He got the bride, but he got a broken leg.
I wonder if he would think about that again, Brad. If he could have his time back, would he have proposed? Or do you have got the match over and done with and then proposed?
I know. We didn't get the bull tish yesterday. I don't know if it's been done or not now, but this is a story only in America, but it's only in the Northern Territory. Did you see they built that tennis court up there?
Yes.
And it was supposed to be the jewel in the crown. They wanted to play Davis Cup up there. So anyway, I thought, magnificent, spent all of this millions on it. Hang on a minute. That looks a bit lopsided. What's going on here? Put a tennis ball on it, rolls down from one side of the court to the other. 50 centimetres difference, Ollie, between the right-hand side and the left-hand side. Can you believe that?
Someone needs to get Specsavers.
Cost a fortune to fix it up. They can't put concrete on concrete, so they've got to rip it up. Only in the Northern Territory, mate. How can we stuff things up like that in this day and age? That has to be bulltish, doesn't it?
Has to be bulltish of the year. I'm going to label it bulltish of the year. That is absolutely brilliant, Brad. You're on fire.
50 centimetres, mate. What's that between friends?
Thank you, mate. Chat tomorrow.